Saturday in the second week of Lent. First reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, that dwell apart in a woodland in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the day of old, as in the day when you came from the land of Egypt, so a wonderful sight. The nations shall behold and be put to shame, in spite of all their strength. They shall put their hand over their mouth, their ears shall become deaf. They shall lick the dirt like the serpent, like reptile on the ground. They shall come quaking from their fatness, trembling in fear of you, the Lord our God. Who is there like you, the God who removes guilt and pardons sin for the remnant of his inheritance, who does not persist in anger forever, but delight rather in clemency, and will again have compassion on earth? Treading underfoot our guilt, you will cut into the depth of the sea all our sin. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and grace to Abraham as you have shown to our father from days of old. The Gospel according to Luke. The tax collector and sinner were all drawing near to listen to him. But the Pharisee and scribe began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eat with them." So to them he addressed this parable. Then he said, "A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pot on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, 'How many of father high worker have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your high workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servant, 'Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandal on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and have come to life again. Who were lost and had been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out of the field, and On his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what it might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he had him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not one did I disobey your order. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feed with my friend. But when your son returned, who swallowed up your property with prostitute, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and had come to life again. He was lost and had been found." Sharing the topic, God's love and forgiveness. When people hear Jesus teaching about to forgive one enemy and to pray for those who persecuted us, many people shook their head and complained, "It is impossible. How can it be achieved?" One thing people need to know that God never demands human beings to do the impossible thing. To have people to do what he demands, he gives them grace and invites them to reflect on their relationship with him. Today's reading helps people to recognize that God's love and forgiveness are greater than human sin, which they committed against him. In the first reading, the prophet Micah asked God to reconnect his relationship with the Israelites after the exile. Only God can do this because all the Israelites sinned against him. To achieve that, God must tread underfoot the Israelite guilt and cut into the depth of the sea of their sin. In the Gospel, St. Luke presented to us a deep meaning story about God's loving forgiveness. He is always ready to forgive and to recover the right of sinners when they repented. The first reading, God's mercy and compassion. First, God continues to care for people. What the prophet Micah wrote in his last chapter supposed that the exile had passed, and God had a plan for the Israelites to come back to their country, to reestablish it, and to rebuild the temple. The prophet dreamed about the day that God shall establish the relationship with the Israelites as in the day he led them from Egypt to the promised land, to the prayer. "O Lord, separate your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance that dwell apart in woodland, in the midst of Carmel, and let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the day of old, and in the day when you came from the land of Egypt, showed wonderful sight." Second, God doesn't dwell on people's sin. The prophet clearly recognized the Israelites' sin against God and his immense love for them. The prophet thought the Israelites deservedly received all punishment and even death. But the fact that they still living and having an opportunity to come back to their country were completely out of God's mercy. The prophet Micah, amazed of God's loving forgiveness, he said, "Who is there like you, the God who removes guilt and pardons sin for the remnant of his inheritance, who does not persist in anger forever, but delights rather in clemency, and will again have compassion on us, treading underfoot our guilt, who will cut into the depth of the sea all our sin. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and grace to Abraham, as you have shown to our father from day of old." The Gospel, the Merciful Father. First, sinner need God forgiveness. St. Luke arranged the story in the context of a bigger picture and an important message. All people are sinners, and therefore they need God's loving forgiveness. He opened the story with human reaction. The tax collector and sinner were all drawing near to listen to him. But the Pharisee and scribe began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eat with them." So to them he addressed this parable. Chapter 15 had three stories of lost and found story, but the last one is long, deep, and more beautiful than other two stories, because it included the whole process from sinning, repenting, returning, and receiving God's forgiveness. First, sin and freedom. Sin happens when one misuses his freedom. God bestows on people freedom, and he respects their freedom to choose. God, of course, can make people to obey him, but if he does that, he is contradictory with himself, and people don't feel comfortable when they must do that. The Johnson showed an example of misusing freedom by asking his father to give him his portion and to leave his father's house. The father let his young son have complete freedom, though he was suffering. He knew it might be his last chance to see his son. Second, sin and punishment. When one chooses the way, he also chooses the result of that way. The one who knows how to properly view his freedom must learn in advance all possible results that can happen and choose the way that will bring good results. The young son didn't foresee bad results for his decision. When the bad result occurred, he knew that he had made a wrong decision. Since he had no skill for a decent job, he must take care of pig, a lowly and insulted job by the Israelite. Not only that, he wished to eat what the pig were eating because he was so hungry, but no one gave that to him. His dignity was lower than the impure animal. Third, sin and repentance. Suffering and pain are necessary for people to know right from wrong. In moments of suffering, people recognize the need of repentance. The young son recognized he didn't live according to a son's duty. He wanted to ask his father to treat him as a servant so he could have food to eat. He determined to stand up and to return. For sin and forgiveness. There is a small detail in the story, but many people notice that. Why did the father know when his young son come back so that he can welcome him? Some stipulated that he must come out of his house every day with the hope that he might see him come back. The more reasonable argument is probably because Jesus wanted to imply God the Father. Only God knows what is happening in human mind. He's ready to unconditionally forgive and didn't let the young son to finish his talking. He doesn't only forgive, but also recover all of his rights. To clothing him with the most beautiful dress, putting a golden ring in his finger and a pair of shoes in his feet, and ordering to have a welcome back party. Second, people can fathom God's love. The Father's immense love and unconditional forgiveness make many people uncomfortable. Especially the older son. First, the older son's reaction. When he knew the reason of the welcome back party, he was upset and angry and refused to enter his house. The father again showed the depth of his love. He came out and begged him to come in. Thirdly, the old son vented his anger at his father by saying, "Look, all these years I served you, and not one did I disobey your order. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feed on with my fan." Secondly, he accused his brother and refused to consider him as his brother. He said, "But when your son returned, who swallowed up your property with prostitute, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf." The father's reaction. He patiently explained the reason of his love and forgiveness. "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and had come to life again. He was lost and had been found." Application in life. It is very difficult for us to forgive our enemy and to pray for our persecutor. Because we didn't examine our conscience to recognize of God's forgiveness for us. Once we recognize God's forgiveness and His love for us, we shall easily forgive for our brother and sister. We shall also recognize that their sin against us sometimes can be compared with our sin against God. Finally, all that matters is love. If we receive love from God, we must also share this love for one another. Amen.